The organic food industry is in an uproar over a little-noticed provision in a $397 billion spending bill awaiting President Bush's signature. Buried in the bill is a provision that would allow poultry and livestock producers to label meat as organic even if the animals were fed non-organic grain. NPR's John McChesney reports.
The provision was tacked onto the 3,000-page spending bill at the last minute by the Republican House leadership. The bill had been long delayed and contained important funds for things like homeland security, so an obscure provision about organic agriculture didn't attract much attention. But now it has. The provision says that if organic feed prices are twice as expensive as conventional feed, then poultry, livestock, and dairy producers can feed non-organic grain to their animals and still market their products as organic. Organic industry spokesmen say this new provision is an end run that could jeopardize the entire organic rule. Bob Scowcroft is with the Organic Farming Research Foundation.
If one company can come in at night through a special interest and amend the law, what's to say that another company that doesn't want to use organic crop rotation practices, or even worse, wants to just spray a little bit of herbicide? This is bad law, bad language, and done without seeing the light of any public hearings, any congressional discussion.
The provision was inserted at the behest of a Georgia poultry producer, Fieldale Farms, which had tried earlier to get the Agriculture Department to relax the standards. Fieldale, which didn't respond to NPR's request for an interview, says the revision is needed because the supply of organic feed is inadequate. Agriculture Secretary Ann Veneman did not respond to the company's request, but the department is studying the supply issue. Democratic Congressman Sam Farr represents California's Salinas Valley farmers and played a key role in formulating the national organic standards. Those standards, he says, were 7 years in the making and were promulgated to assure consumers that they're buying the real thing.
If you start violating those labels, that means they mean something else. You have really undermine the labeling credibility of the United States government.
The Organic Trade Association and other organic poultry producers dispute the assertion that organic feed is unavailable. Randy Duranso of Petaluma Poultry, the largest organic producer in the West, says his company has had no trouble finding organic feed for its chickens.
The organic feed industry is keeping up with the demand for organic livestock, especially chickens. There's plenty of grain out there.
Duranso admits that the grain is expensive, right now 3 times more than conventional grain. But as organic demand grows, he says, more farmers will plant and prices will come down. The revised standard, though, could reverse that trend.
It's going to be quite the disincentive for organic growers to continue on their path down the organic road. The government's saying that, no, it's not that important. We will make this exemption. So it's a disincentive for these farmers to continue to do this if there's not going to be a demand for their grain.
There appears to be no groundswell of backing for the change inside the poultry industry. The National Chicken Council, a lobbying organization for the conventional poultry industry, says it's taken no position on the change. Tyson's Food Incorporated is one of the largest conventional meat producers in the world. Company spokesman Ed Nicholson says Tyson's has recently been testing the organic chicken market and wants the standards left as they are.
We feel like this does compromise the integrity of the organic standards. We did go through the certification process and believe that's a good process.
Congressman Sam Farr and Senator Patrick Leahy will introduce legislation soon to undo what was done in the appropriations process. Bob Scowcroft of the Organic Farming Research Foundation thinks the change can be overturned because the organic standard is not a partisan issue.
What the Republican leadership has really missed in all of this is that there probably are more Republican organic farmers than there are Democratic organic farmers.
In the meantime, the Department of Agriculture is studying just how it will administer the change in the organic standard. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.